The same sky twice. What three ancient civilizations and a page of equations independently agreed on and where they part ways. Here is a question worth asking honestly. The Maya, the Aztec, the Inca, three great sky-watching civilizations, and the scalar flower model built from modern mathematics, are they secretly describing the same thing? The answer is the interesting kind, yes and no, and the no is the best part. Start with what is not surprising. Everyone who stares at the sky long enough sees the same events, the longest day, the shortest day, the 2 days of equal light. The Maya and Aztec tracked Venus with great care. That is just astronomy. It is one sky and nobody here is making it up, real but not deep. Now the part that is genuinely striking. Working only from pure equations, borrowing nothing from any tradition, the model found that the year's rhythm has just four special points arranged around a center, four points and a hub. It fell out of the numbers. Then look at the ancients. The Maya and Aztec built their entire cosmos on four directions around a center. The Inca went further, they built a physical version of it, a temple at the exact center of their capital, with sacred lines radiating outward like spokes on a wheel. That is almost literally a hub with spokes built in stone 1,000 years ago. So three ancient cultures and a page of modern math, using completely different methods, all arrived at the same skeleton. Four points around a hub. That is a real independent echo, the wow of this whole comparison. But here is where they part ways, and this is what makes the model trustworthy, rather than just another astrology story. The model's central claim is that the sky's true rhythm is smooth and flowing, like a dimmer switch, not an on-off switch. Chopping it into fixed numbered chunks, 12 signs, or the Maya's 13s and 20s, is a convenient shortcut and a lossy one, and that is exactly what all three ancient systems did. They chop the smooth sky into rigid boxes. So where they agree with the model, they agree on the shortcut it already showed loses information. And the one thing the model believes is actually true, the smooth, flowing version none of them ever used. There is more. The Maya's most sacred calendar only works at one specific place on Earth, a narrow band in southern Mexico. It depends on where you are standing. The model deliberately strips out where you stand, because its own tests showed that ingredient looks meaningful, but is really an accident of geography. The ancients built their holiest cycle on the very thing the model tested and set aside. And the meaning, all three cultures said your birthday's sky decides your fate. The model is the only one here that actually tested that claim. Six times under fair and honest tests, six times it came up empty. So this comparison gives no permission to say, see, the ancients agreed, so it must be real. If anything, it shows the belief is ancient and universal and still unproven when you check it honestly. The bottom line in one sentence, the model is not a rediscovery of ancient wisdom. It is a cleaned-up correction of it. It agrees with the ancients on the rough shape of the sky, fixes the two things they got sloppy about, and unlike them, refuses to claim the sky predicts your personality until the data actually says so. The rhyme is real, the restraint is what makes it credible. Read from the real sky.